Okay, case number two, 22-705. Okay, all right. Excuse me?
Identify himself.
Okay, please state your name for the record.
Trooper Stephen Klett, Stephen Kraus.
Spell your name, please.
Trooper Stephen Kraus, KRUSA.
Thank you, and you representing?
The resident state trooper in Downey Borough.
Okay, great.
And Ralph Sherman, representing the appellant.
Okay, you may proceed.
Okay, can I just restate the denial letter?
Just an opening, brief opening statement.
The appellant was denied his special permit application due to a history of domestic violence, as well as a charge of larceny in Groton Town, as well as the last 5 years prior to the application, there was a protective order in place for domestic assault, as well as a history of documented opioid addiction and a recent peer to the hospital.
Okay. You'd like to make an opening statement?
No, thank you. I'll pass.
Okay. You may proceed.
Okay. The SPRC, the appellate, indicated that there were arrests.
Could you keep your voice up, please?
Yep. The SPRC, the appellate, indicated that there were arrests in the past from Groton Town, including larceny of a motor vehicle, as well as there was an arrest in the town of Deep River for disorderly conduct and assault third for domestic violence, of which there was a protective order, as well as
I'm going to object to this testimony without any dates. We don't know if this was last week, last year.
October 2nd, 2016.
Thank you.
The best way to present it is say, on this date, he was arrested. This is the charges. This is what he did or was accused of, and this was the conviction, and just kind of go in order. So, we have what you wrote here, but everybody, making a record on here. And
October 2nd, 2016, there was a domestic violence incident in which the appellant was subsequently arrested, but also sent to the hospital for an emergency evaluation, as well as a witness on scene stated that he had an opioid addiction in a sworn written statement.
Any questions by the board?
Cross first.
Allow cross examination.
Trooper, you mentioned a witness in 2016, was that the, that was the appellant's spouse, right?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Questions by the board?
What was the disposition of that case?
I'm uncertain.
And why was he sent to the hospital?
It was a peer evaluation for immediate psychiatric evaluation.
Understand. What did he say, do, or was it common? Would be suicidal? There could be medical. There could be all kinds of reasons.
He was inconsolable in the middle of a temper tantrum, is what it was described in the report.
I'm going to object to that testimony as hearsay unless you investigate it.
I didn't investigate it. I was a resident trooper at the time of the denial.
Okay.
Well, is it a conviction?
No, he wasn't convicted of that. I submitted an SPRC charge of convicted of using a motor vehicle without the owner's permission.
For that case, or no?
That's all he
has. That was the day after this case.
Okay.
That's all on his record. It should be in your file.
And nothing comes back on the New York State ID?
New York State.
He has a state ID number from the state of New York. No.
I didn't hear anything from the issuing authority.
Okay.
Not in denial letter either.
Another question by the board?
Well, I guess.
Sorry.
In the 10-2-16 case.
Yes.
You don't know if it was a conviction or not, but was there a protective order in that one, and do you have that?
There was a protective order in place at that time, yes.
And do you have the protective order there?
I don't have anything.
Yeah.
I don't believe it's still in place.
No, I understand, but the protective order would have information on charges and things like that. And that would, if there's no disposition, if it's erased, which it may be.
Right.
You really can't talk about that case, but the protective order you could if you had it in front of you.
It being judicial has expired, and they usually hold it for a time where you can print it out and at least look at the charges.
I have a copy of the press release.
Nope, that doesn't work. Because if it is dismissed or nollied past the 13 months, then everything that goes with that arrest is gone.
I hope the board does have in the packet the SPRC that we submitted.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
I just asked. So the only, either the only record of an arrest and conviction then was the use of the motor vehicle in 2016 in Groton?
Correct.
Do you have any details on that case?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, you done?
I'm done.
Yeah. One of the reasons in the denial letter is you have been deemed a danger to yourself or others on multiple occasions and committed to the hospital as recently as 2016. I think we just talked about 2016, but what does multiple occasions mean?
I was not provided any other information, as I said. I was not the investigating trooper for this.
You don't know how many times he was sent to the hospital involuntarily?
Correct.
And when?
Or if they mean that he was sent to the hospital multiple times for multiple incidents, it's not really clear the way it's worded.
Well, clearly, that's why I'm asking.
Any other comments, questions by the board? Okay, Attorney Sherman.
Okay, thank you. So I'd like to call the appellant, please. So you understand we're not using your name. Tell the board, please, how old are you?
54 years old.
You had to speak up.
54 years old.
It's hard to hear down there with that.
Sorry.
The mic is just for the recording. It doesn't amplify you. 54, and are you working?
Yes.
What do you do for work?
I'm employed with an insurance agency.
Okay, so you sell insurance, in other words?
Sell insurance, service insurance, yes.
Okay, what type of insurance?
Commercial insurance, workers' comp, general liability.
Right. How long have you been in the insurance field?
Over 20 years.
Okay. And single, married?
I'm married.
Married how long?
Good question.
Speak up, please.
It's a good question. I'm not 100% sure. I believe it's 12 years.
12 years. Okay, very good. Thank you. You heard the testimony from the issuing authority, so I'm going to ask you kind of a broad question here. Was something going on in your life around 2016 that's different from today? Let me put it this way. How did these incidents happen in 2016?
I had an opioid addiction at the time.
Okay. And how did that come about, please?
I was prescribed opiates, and I kind of got addicted to them, and just kind of got worse over time. I didn't know anything about withdrawal, and I went into withdrawal, so I tried to get, I couldn't get a prescription anymore, so it just got worse and worse.
How long was that going on, roughly?
Roughly 12 months, 12 to 15 months.
Mm-hmm. And the incident involving the motor vehicle, what was that about?
I had been arrested, as the trooper said, and my father came and picked me up from Middlesex Memorial Hospital, and I wanted to see my wife the next day, and I took his car, and I was arrested by the Groton police.
Okay, so that was the motor vehicle, using motor vehicle without permission?
That's correct.
Okay. And you went to the hospital for this once, right? It was just one occasion?
Just one incident, yes.
Okay, one incident. And that also was the October 2016, right?
That's correct.
Okay. That incident involved your wife?
Yes, it did.
Okay.
My wife, Kathy.
Okay, and she's here today?
Yes, she is.
We'll ask for her testimony in a little bit. How long were you in the hospital?
Less than 12 hours.
Was that because, no, I'm not going to ask you that question. Did you, as of today, would you say that you're in recovery as far as your opioid addiction?
Yes, I am in recovery. I've been in recovery over 6 years.
Over 6 years?
Yes.
How did that come about?
I ended up going to rehab after the incident. I went to outpatient and inpatient. Mm-hmm. I've been sober since.
And the incident involving your wife, can you describe briefly what happened, please?
Unfortunately, I got some pills from somebody that weren't what they were supposed to be. I got really sick. I had no idea really what was going on.
Do you remember the incident clearly?
Not clearly, 100%. I blacked out a little bit. It later turned out that I had some other drugs in my system from those pills. They weren't what I thought they were. I had some fentanyl, some cocaine, and some Xanax in them, so.
Okay, and then?
And then I was arrested for assaulting my wife.
What did you do, actually?
I honestly do not remember. I blacked out.
And as far as you know, your wife called the police?
That's correct.
Your present job, who are you working for?
I work for Ferguson McGuire.
How long have you been with them?
Been with them. We sold our agency to Ferguson McGuire.
Right.
So
who was we?
Okay, my father and I were an insurance agency.
Okay.
We worked independently, and then we sold to Ferguson McGuire about 3 years ago. So, but I've essentially been working for the same agency for over 20 years.
Okay. Thank you. I have nothing further.
Would you like to cross-examine the witness?
No.
Okay. Do you have any other, board have any questions? I'm sorry.
I had just a
question. Go ahead, sir.
So, what are you doing now to maintain your recovery? Are you in, what are you doing now to maintain your status? You know, it's admirable, you said you're over 6 years.
I see a doctor in Norwich, therapy for them. Dr. Jaziri in Norwich. I see him about every month. It started every 2 weeks, and now I'm up to about every month, a little over a month, you know, 6 to 7 weeks now. Other than that, you know, I just live my life. I focus on a lot of other things, my relationship with my wife, softball, that kind of thing. So, you know, I keep myself busy.
The doctor you see in Norwich, is that a psychiatrist, psychologist, or is that your GP, or...?
He has a therapist within the office that I see.
And that, I look at that as a positive thing.
Yes.
That's
100%.
All. That's what I'm just saying. That. So I look at that as a positive thing. So,
yes.
But so you
therapist,
see him.
Yes.
Yep. So you see him once a month.
Somebody to talk to.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
You were sent to the hospital how many times?
Just once.
And because the letter says multiple times.
Yes.
Do you know what that means?
The letter is incorrect. There's no. I was sent once to
and
the
why,
hospital on the date of the incident.
And why were you sent there?
I was given a choice to go to jail or to the hospital, from what I understand.
Was it suicidal ideations involved?
No.
Did you make any statements that could be interpreted that way? Because that's
no,
what we see more commonly.
I think I was just acting strangely due to the effects of the drugs.
And you testified you were there 12 to 15.
Honestly, that would be about a guess. My father came and picked me up that night, so.
Okay, and were you receiving any treatment prior to that incident?
No.
Is that, was the treatment initially court-ordered?
No.
No. And you mentioned a little bit about what you're doing now. Have you been in treatment or therapy since that incident?
Yes. Nonstop.
Do you have any medical documentation that you're actually in therapy and seeing somebody and a recommendation or an opinion of them about getting a firearm?
I do not.
Did you think about maybe bringing that? It might be helpful to us.
Well, I mean, I get drug tested all the time. You're right. I guess I should have been prepared.
Well, no, that would be nice. I mean, you could say that, and no reason not to believe you.
But,
but a doctor or your current treating therapist would be helpful to say,
understood.
Yes, as the colonel said, it's a positive thing.
Yes.
Therapy is a positive thing. But personally, I like to be sure.
Understood. It's completely voluntary. I mean, I'm not in any way forced to go. I do it for myself and for my wife. But, yeah, no, I do not have any proof of that.
And did you ask for it or no? You just didn't think of it?
I did not. I'm sorry.
All right. Thanks.
Ms. Johnson, do you have any questions?
No, sir.
I have one. The pills that precipitated the incident in question that you referred to, where did you get those pills from?
I had a friend, the same person I went to all the time that I've known for many years, that was selling them illegally.
Do you still associate with that person?
No, he has passed away since.
Thank you. Okay, no further questions. And any other witnesses?
Yes, I'd just like to take musical chairs here, please, and call the appellate away. We can skip using her name, isn't it correct? So that we don't identify him, please. Thank you. So you are the appellant's wife, is that correct?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
11 years.
Oh, now we got the right answer.
He's in trouble.
Okay, and how long have you known him?
I've known him since I was 15 years old.
Oh, you were in school together?
38, 39 years, yes.
Okay. Thank you. And is it true that you were the person who called the police in October of 16?
Yes.
Okay. Why did you call the police?
I wanted him to go to rehab, and I had a black eye. That's the only time he hit me, but when he was really high, he backhanded me because I wanted to take his car keys away.
Why did you want to take his car keys away?
Because I did not want him driving. He would have harmed himself or someone else.
So you thought that by calling 911, ultimately you would get him into some kind of rehab, is that correct?
Correct.
That was really the goal?
Yes.
Okay. And here we are 8 years later. Were you successful? Was he successful?
Yes, he was.
Tell the board, please, how do you feel about him getting his permit?
I'm not worried about him getting his permit in any sort of way.
Okay. Are you afraid for yourself in any way?
No.
Are you afraid that he would hurt anybody else?
No.
Are you concerned that he might be using illegal drugs now?
No, not at all.
Okay. You can tell the difference between when he was using and... Okay. He had testified that it was maybe about 12 months that he had been using these pills. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes.
And you would agree that he has not used anything like that in at least the 6 years that he testified?
No, he has not.
Okay. So do you have any reservations about him having a permit?
No, none whatsoever.
I have nothing further.
Do you like to cross-examine the witness? Okay. Board, have any questions?
I just have one. Okay. If you recall, what precipitated him starting using the opioids? Was it an injury or?
He was playing basketball and bit his tongue in half.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
And that's what started. Was it a dentist that, or is it an oral surgeon? Or if you don't recall, it started.
I don't recall. Yeah.
But that's what started the pain, and then just sort of rolled from there. And that was about a year prior to the October incident?
Yes.
After the pier, after the arrest and things, you know, after that, was it a struggle to get him into recovery? did he get into recovery fairly quickly, or did?
Very quickly, after I called 911.
Yeah. So after the, like the incident in Groton and then
yes.
that, he got into recovery fairly quickly without a lot of, was there any issue? Like
none
whatsoever. He didn't resist?
He went.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes, if the board has done the question, sure. Very similar to a case that the board heard 2 weeks ago. I think that 8 years of no additional problems, as a rule, I would say kind of speaks for itself. In addition, we also have here the testimony of the victim in the erased case. And I didn't object to the testimony really about the erased case because I wanted to call the victim here and so she could tell the board how she felt about everything. She's confident that he's not a threat to her or anybody else. She's confident that he is sober and likely to remain so. Nobody can predict the future with 100% accuracy, but a track record this long, I think, kind of speaks for itself. I think that under the circumstances today, he's a suitable person. Thank you.
If you'd like to make a closing statement.
It's not going to be any different from anything I've said previously.
Okay. Comments by the board?
I guess I'll just say the incident started, it is serious. I mean, there was domestic involving an assault and an injury. I don't think the situation of becoming addicted, like in the way the appellant described, is uncommon. Mm-hmm. I think that happens. The appellant appears, you know, straightforward and willing to talk about these incidents, and so is his wife, and that's good. My only issue is the lack of any medical documentation to confirm that. It would have been discharge papers were a start, but he's currently seeing someone treating him, and I think it would have been a no-brainer, or very easy anyway, to get something, at least saying he's in treatment and he's doing well, something, anything. But we don't have that, so that's what I'm struggling with.
Yes, sir.
The only thing I would say is it appears from either both the state police records, the appellant's records, these incidents all occurred within a couple of days of each other. There wasn't any history prior to the 2016 incident, and no incidents since. So it seems like it was a very short period that these incidents occurred. There's no criminal history prior to that, no incidents with the police for how many years prior to, and then nothing since October of 2016 either. So, I sort of use sometimes the 7-year rule a little bit.
Yeah. Ordinarily, obviously, in a domestic situation like this, the testimony of the victim, the spouse, is compelling to me, and she doesn't seem to have any questions that he's still suitable to have a permit. So that weighs heavily in my decision. Any other comments by the board? Okay, we'll vote. Chief Rosenzweig.
Appellant.
Ms. Johnson.
Appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
Appellant.
Mr. Gray.
Appellant.
Chair votes for appellant. Thank you.